Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Joining us today is Casey Peterson to talk about the new signs that went up at Kite Park in Casey. So what brought about bringing in these new signs?
Well, we actually had been looking for funding for quite a while to highlight the history of Casey and ways that we could help visitors understand the significance of our history and what the town has kind of been through over the years. And this was one of those ideas that popped up that we thought was a great idea. And located at Kite Park kind of allows people coming into town to see the signage, but also to just get to know, you know, our town by stopping off. So it encourages people to kind of pull over and read a little bit and stick around a little while and hopefully then, you know, walk on up and visit some of our businesses and see some of the town for themselves.
And how did the idea kind of come about to get this put into place?
Like I said, you know, the Casey Grant Committee and the Casey Historical Society and some of the other individuals, Colleen was a big influencer in this too, just wanting to, as we started to renovate some of the downtown buildings and through our sesquicentennial, when we really promoted, you know, the history of the town, we just thought this would be a great way to kind of showcase some of that. And we had already gathered up a lot of the pictures and a lot of the stories that went into the Casey history book for the sesquicentennial and had been highlighted in some ways throughout town during that celebration and since that celebration. And so this was one of the ways to just kind of take the highlights and the high notes from that information and piece it together and display it in a way that would help others understand that significance and hopefully enjoy reading about that as well. So it all kind of just came together from, you know, work that people have put in throughout the past couple of years trying to research and build more and preserve more of the history of the town.
And what is included on the signs?
So the history is really, I mean, it really is fascinating. It's when you look at the map, it kind of helps you understand based on where you're standing when you're looking at the signs, what the town looked like from that vantage point. So when you look at the map, you're looking north towards Main Street and you can see different points of interest that were along that, you know, and still are along Main Street. So it's got an old photo of Main Street in its early days. There's also information and photos of Rutt City Park, the Rutt Bank, Casey Mutual Telephone Company, Fire Department, some of the churches, the library, et cetera. And so it's just really kind of highlighting those places that many of them still there that existed, you know, way back when, and just giving a little bit of information about those places and some of the important people that helped to kind of establish the town. And also, you know, in terms of Kite Park, you know, that park in and of itself has a lot of historical value for the town. There are, you know, the memorial trees and we're hoping to plant some more trees in that park that people can dedicate to their loved ones. And that used to be, there used to be a big tree down there that every year for Christmas would get decorated. And unfortunately, it's no longer there, but we're hoping to just kind of highlight some of those factors. And then we also have our farmer's market down in that area too during the summertime. So it kind of gives people a place to gather that is close to the interstate. So it kind of can draw in some of those visitors, but also kind of, like I said, invites them to sort of go up into the town and to see some of the old buildings and the history on that end too. So there is in the future more work that we hope to do as far as, you know, a sidewalk and ways to kind of safely get from the community building down to Kite Park and then just kind of a little sidewalk trail that helps people kind of navigate that area so that we can see more visitors and maybe even do more with our farmers market during the summertime.
And how did funding come about to get these signs made?
So the funding came from a grant through the Shilberg Foundation, and then there were just several people that donated their time and efforts to kind of make it happen. And so many of them locals, and then, you know, working with Casey Grant Committee, the Park Committee, and the Historical Society. I think there were Nest Signs and Van Berkom Designs were also included in helping us kind of get those signs in place. But the majority of the funding came from the Shilberg Foundation.
And there's some work going on in one of the other parks there in Casey. Can you tell me about what's going on there?
Yeah, so that's been our big project, I guess, over the last couple of years. And the efforts kind of came about through a community survey that was done several years ago, looking at what we could do to really improve the health and well-being of citizens and also meet some of the needs of citizens that that we had. At the time, it was because we did not have a community building yet. We had just lost the community building and they had not started or broke ground on the new one yet. And, you know, people were really kind of hungry for a place to gather. And we also knew that, you know, like many of the small towns, you know, our sidewalks weren't in the best condition and there just wasn't a lot of places for people to safely get out, especially our older populations, to safely get out and walk and gather. And so it kind of came about from that survey and from people stating that that was something that they would appreciate and something that they would value and use if we had something like that in the town. And so we worked for several years just to kind of get our handle or get a handle on some of the funding that was out there and what it would take to make that happen and really kind of what kind of interest we had in some of the local contractors and folks that would have to come in and volunteer equipment and time to be able to work within our budget and help us bring that to fruition. And so over the course of the last year, that's really started to come about. We received several large grants. The Wellmark Foundation was probably our largest grant with $100,000 that really kind of kicked us off. And then just a lot of fundraising and a lot of support from locals and a lot of, you know, in-kind donations as far as businesses and, you know, folks that are in the construction field willing to come in and donate the time and the equipment that we needed to get all of the work done in the park. And so we've had lots of people stepping up to help. But right now, just got the kind of drainage and the dirt work done, thanks to plowmans who donated their time and their equipment to help us do that. We worked really closely with the city and, like I said, with several members from the grant committee trying to coordinate that and finally got all that stuff taken care of. So we are just about to the point where we are ready to lay the walking path. And the walking path will be clear throughout the park, so it'll go all around the park. And we've got other phases that we'll be starting on as soon as we get the concrete laid for that. We're hoping that that's done before winter. So the concrete for the walking path should be done this year. And then next spring, of course, we'll dig in again and we'll start to make some of those other improvements that we have planned. So eventually we would like to do a complete overhaul, but you know, with funding as it is, we kind of are working in phases. So it's a large, large effort with a lot of people involved, but it's finally starting to pay off. So
that was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team, Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart.